evening, and welcome to Singing and Other Sins, a production of Hawaii Public Radio, funded by the Bauer Foundation and supporters like you. I'm your host, Blair Boone Magura, sitting in for Gary Hickling. Today's Singing and Other Sins program is dedicated to All Souls Day, or Aller Seelen, as it's often referred to in German. A religious holiday held on November 2nd, All Souls Day celebrates the memory of departed loved ones. In some countries, this celebration is known as the Day of the Dead. Beliefs and practices associated with All Souls Day vary widely among denominations, but here at Singing and Other Sins, we of course celebrate this occasion through song and a few musical sins. We begin today's program with a well-known Lied composed in 1893 by Richard Strauss, entitled Morgen. Intended as a wedding gift for his new bride, Morgen describes the hope of two lovers that morning will come and see them united, lost to the world in each other's eyes. I like to think of this song as uniting two souls across time and space, and even death can't sever their connection. The song begins with an incredible piano prelude, reflecting the motionless ecstasy between two souls. Remember, you can go to hawaiipublicradio.org/singingandothersins for copies of the text with English translation.
Thank you.
We just listened to Morgan, as performed by Barbara Hendricks with pianist Ralph Guttoni. We move now to two beautiful tenor voices. The first performance is with American tenor John Ayler and pianist Grant Gershon, performing I Hear You Calling Me by Charles Marshall. A popular British song composed in 1908, this song was a favorite of late tenor John McCormick, who even has a biography written by his wife about him entitled I Hear You Calling Me. The song was inspired by lyricist Harold Lake, whose friend fell hopelessly in love with a girl in his youth. Sadly, she died from consumption, and the poor lad found himself standing over the girl's grave after a 3-year romance. The following song is of Russian tenor Sergei Larin performing Rachmaninoff's Ne poi krasavitsa primnie, Sing Not to Me, Beautiful Maiden. Composed in 1893, Rachmaninoff's masterpiece, with text by Alexander Pushkin, tells the tale of a poet who begs a girl not to sing songs from his homeland, Georgia, as they awaken unhappy memories of his youth and of a love who's since passed. Larin is accompanied here by pianist Eleonora Bekova.
Hear you call.
We pause now from our vocal works to meditate on Franz Liszt's piano composition, Consolation No. 3, published in 1850. Perhaps, as the name implies, this solo piano piece can offer anyone who may have lost a loved one in recent years some consolation. Famed pianist Van Cliburn is featured here.
Thank you.
We come now to a well-known choral piece by Randall Thompson, Alleluia, conducted here by Robert Shaw with the Robert Shaw Chamber Singers. Composed in 1940, Thompson once wrote of Alleluia, quote, "A very sad piece. The word Alleluia has so many possible interpretations. The music in my particular Alleluia cannot be made to sound joyous. It is a slow, sad piece. And here, it is comparable to the book of Job, where it is written, the Lord gave, and the Lord has taken away." End quote.
Thank you.
We've now arrived at a brief segment in which we will first listen to the musical setting of two songs with piano and cello, followed by the vocal setting on the poetic text. We begin with Songs My Mother Taught Me from Dvorak's song cycle Gypsy Songs, composed in 1880. I think it's a wonderful yet hauntingly sentimental song, perfect for reflecting back on memories of a mother or maternal figure who may have passed. The selected performance is from one of my favorite albums, Songs from the Arc of Life, featuring Chinese-American cellist Yo-Yo Ma and pianist Catherine Stott. That will be followed by tenor David Lloyd's performance of the same song. Unfortunately, the pianist is not listed. That coupling will be followed by Claude Debussy's Bonsoir, Beautiful Evening, composed in 1878. Again, we will first hear a selected performance without singer from Songs from the Arc of Life with cellist Yo-Yo Ma and pianist Catherine Stott. That performance will be followed by the French Mélodie with text by Paul Bourget. The performance is of Dutch soprano Ellie Ameling with pianist Rudolf Janssen. Bourget's poem describes how, when at sunset the streams turn rosy and a warm breeze runs over the grain fields, the troubled heart longs to be happy and taste life fully while one is young and the evening is fair. For we shall all go as the stream flowing, it to the sea, we to the tomb. Although this particular song may not actually call us to remember a dearly departed, it can inspire us for a moment to contemplate our own mortality and the universal dying process which we are all subject.
Thank you.
I'd like to end this segment featuring two more songs from the wonderful album Songs of the Arc of Life, featuring cellist Yo-Yo Ma with pianist Catherine Stott. Both songs were originally for voice and piano, but you'll have the opportunity to create your own mental images from the music and the title alone. The first song is from Edvard Grieg's Elegiac Melodies, entitled The Wounded Heart. Anyone who has lost a loved one is aware of the deep wounds and grieving that the heart must endure from loss. It will be followed by Sibelius's Was It a Dream? I offer this song because of the strange phenomenon that often accompanies a death, where the bereaved awakens each morning or in the middle of the night in a fog, feeling as though they are in a dream and that their loved one cannot possibly be gone.
Thank you.
You've been listening to Singing and Other Sins and this special edition celebrating All Souls Day, allowing us the occasion to bask in music and the memories of those we have loved and lost. We move now to one of my favorite songs, Music Where Soft Voices Die, by Roger Quilter, with words by Percy Shelley, published in 1926. The theme of the poem is the endurance of the memories of events with loved ones. There is infinite beauty in the last line of the poem. Just listen to this rendition by soprano Arlene Auger with Dalton Baldwin at the piano. She draws out the final word in the phrase, "Love will slumber on." The "on" seems to drift endlessly through eternity, perhaps as does love. The next piece provides us with another opportunity to meditate on memories of a dearly departed loved one. Schubert's Impromptu in G-flat for piano is a classic example of Schubert's outstanding lyrical facility, as well as his penchant for long melodic lines. It was published in 1827 before the composer's death. It will be performed here by famed Russian-born American pianist Vladimir Horowitz. We end today's program as we began with a Lied by German composer Richard Strauss, composed in 1882, Aller Seelen. This poetic setting is actually a love song set against the backdrop of a graveside flower. The singer tries to use All Souls' Day to revive a love affair that has died. Aller Seelen will be performed twice. First, we will listen to a contemporary recording of tenor Jonas Kaufmann with pianist Helmut Deutsch, followed by a classic 1950s live recording of soprano Kirsten Flagstad with the San Francisco Orchestra, conducted by Gaetano Merola.
Grammar.
I hope that you enjoyed this special Singing and Other Sins, celebrating All Souls Day and loved ones we've lost but continue to cherish in our hearts. Don't forget, you can go to hawaiipublicradio.org/singingandothersins for copies of the text with English translation. I invite you to tune in again next week for another episode of Singing and Other Sins. I'm your host, Blair Boone Magura.